AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Health officials blame the Trump administration for the ongoing supply problems with the coronavirus vaccines. Jackie Quinn has this.
A Trump administration campaigned this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Biden signed 10 executive orders designed to better organize the fight against the pandemic. He notes, however, it will take time to see lasting results.
The death toll will likely top 500,000 next month. The cases will continue to mount. We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, took the first step early this morning with an online chat with the World Health Organization after Biden ordered the nation to rejoin the UN organization. Later, Fauci was at the White House briefing where he was asked if he feels liberated.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
Fauci adds it may be months before people will be able to feel at least somewhat normal.
I believe by the time we get to the fall, we will be approaching a degree of normality. It's not going to be perfectly normal, but one that I think will take a lot of pressure off the American public.
This is AP News. Dan Campbell makes a strong first impression as the new head coach of the Detroit Lions.
The Lions were 5-11 in 2020, only one playoff victory since 1957. Campbell says his Lions will be like Detroit.
The city's been down, and it found a way to get up.
The Lions have been down, and Campbell says they will get up.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
He says it will take two more shots to get the Lions down.
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
Campbell also talked about going down again and taking another hunk out.
Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
The Lions signed Campbell to a six-year contract. I'm Ed Donahue.
Facebook says it believes it made the right decision to suspend former President Trump after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, but it's seeking an independent judgment by an oversight board. Twitter, by contrast, has permanently banned Trump. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.